Hello and welcome to another episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox and next to me is...
Ishii Terumi desu! Dama konnichiwa! Ohayou gozaimasu no kata mo oi no kana? BJ, did you know that many of our listeners seem to be listening to this on trains?
Yes, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Most people seem to download it in the morning and listen to it on the way to work.
素晴らしいですね。だって電車の中でもなんか少しでもなんか何かを学ぼうと思って They're not playing games. Well, playing games is okay, but they are listening to this 裏技英語 and try to study English or like tips. That's great.
I listen to two things in the morning.
何?
Either English football news
はいはい、はい、
or my favorite podcast.
What?
OK Cozy Up.
裏技英語じゃないの?
Well, I do listen to
it. OK, Cozy Up はね、あの、よくランキングの上位に入ってますけれども。
Yeah, it's like 飯田浩司さんのなんか日本語のニュースのまとめ。
日本語のニュースなんですね。
So, yeah, so I do it the opposite. I do it half because I think I'm interested in the news, but also なんか半分日本語の勉強。
To study, learn Japanese. ああ、でも素晴らしい。電車の中で皆さんなんかね、電車の通勤時間も無駄にせずに何かを学んでる、まあ BJ もそうだけど、Great,
yeah,
and we're happy to
be here. What do you do? You play Puzzles and Dragons.
ね、パズドラは確かにめちゃくちゃ人気ですけど、私はね、I don't play games.
Okay.
あのね、音楽聞いたりとか、
okay.
まあ SNS とか、まあ本読んだりとかですかね。Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Anyway, last week I really, really enjoyed our interview with Shu-san from WeWork.
ポストさん。ね、楽しかったし、ちょっとね、1回の放送では、エピソードでは、ちょっと収録しきれないくらいね、ファンタピックがいっぱいありましたけれども。
And I really liked the urawaza he introduced, which was, please educate me on that topic.
And tell me more.
Tell me more.
もっと教えてくださいって言って。
You know, instead of pretending to know something, you show your confidence by saying, hold on, I don't know that. Tell me more. I want to learn.
もう分からないものは知らないって正直に言ってね、その場で質問して、まあ、学習していくっていうのが理想的ですよね。
But I was thinking, but sometimes there are things that you really should know.
あれ?
Like, imagine like your boss says,、okay, so you remember how we were talking about the new KPI tracking system? And you've forgotten.
ボスにそれ言われたらちょっと気まずいですね。そのボスに新しい KPI トラッキングシステム覚えてるよね私たちその話したのって言われて、もし忘れてたらそれはさすがに
You can't say
Tell me more とは言えないだからねそこの見極めなんですよね、だってさ、まあ、例えばねあの英語を話すときなんかもやっぱり私も英語喋るとね、ネイティブの人喋るときにこれはさすがに聞くと恥ずかしいんじゃないかみたいな、やっぱりその微妙なラインがあるのよね。Sorry, I don't know. Could you tell me more? とか言って、すぐに言えるものと、あれ、これはちょっとさすがに聞いたらマジでバカだと思われるんじゃないかとか、マジで気まずいんじゃないかっていうのはある。
Well, yeah, well, especially if you've actually had a discussion on it.
本当にディスカッションした後だったらね、なおさら気まずいしね、あれ確かに話したな、あれみたいな。
Yeah, you can't.
絶対これ知っとかなきゃいけないやつじゃんっていうのは、確かに気まずい。
Yeah, but it does happen. Sometimes you can't remember everything. But don't worry, we have got a wonderful urawaza for this situation.
助かる。
Okay, so tell me, from 2017 to 2018, I worked for the finance company Visa. Visa Worldwide Japan.
Visa Worldwide Japan って言うんだ。
Yeah.
Okay.
Great company. Had a great time. Sometimes. And, but I would get, every day, I would get hundreds and hundreds of emails.
何百通もの E メールの海に溺れておりました。
Every email had like 4 people in the 2 line, 20 people in the CC line.
Does that happen a lot in every country? Or...In Japan.
I think Japan, they like a CC.
なんでだろうね。あとね、what I heard that, なんか、ちょっと話変わっちゃうけど、私、海外インターンシップ行った時に、なんか、日本人ってコンタクト、なんか、イメールアドレスを教える時に、なんか、日本人はメールアドレスをいっぱい書く。なんか、Gmail はこれ、Hotmail はこれ、みたいな。で、なんか、2つぐらい、こう書いて、渡したら、You're so Japanese! とか言って笑われたの。
Really? That's Hatsumimi.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, そうかそうかそうか.
I think if you had a Yahoo account, mm-hmm. that's quite Japanese.
Ah, so なの? Yeah. なんで? Yahoo email あんまり持ってない?
Yeah. It's dead.
Ah, so?
Yeah.
デッドとまで言っちゃったけど. Ah, so なの? やっぱ Gmail account が popular?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
But I think what another very Japanese thing is that people respond to everyone on CC, and often they'll just say, 了解しました.
了解しましたとかね.
So like, I'm waking up, I've got 100 emails, all of them, half of them are empty of content.
まあまあね、誰かがね、どうもありがとうございますって一言言ってるようなメッセージもEmailにどかって届いちゃいますからね.
So, I decided to stop reading any email that wasn't directed to me.
Ah, to に入ってないものはもう読むのやめた。
Yeah.
Wow. それはそれでちょっと勇気がいるけどね。Cause like makes you like me anxious if I might be missing something.
Oh, it caused lots of problems.
あ、そう。結局問題は発生した。
Well, you know, it was very efficient. I found my actual productivity was better.
そうだよね。何百通のEメールを見るだけで午前中終わるとかにもなっちゃいますからね。
But sometimes I would miss information.
まあまあそういうこともまあ。たまにはあると。
Mm. Mm. And what would happen? A colleague would come to my desk and ask me an opinion on something. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, BJ, you know the new designs for the poster? What do you think?
What? 新しいポスターのデザインどう思う?って急に同僚が話しかけてきた。
And I'd be like, posters? そういうことか。
本日は一体何を喋ってるんだろうみたいなね。だけど、I don't know って言いづらい時。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in that case, I couldn't go...Oh, posters, please educate me about...
Tell me more about it.
Because I probably just hadn't read the email.
Yeah, and you have to know. You had to know. You should have known, right?
You should have known. Mm. So I would say, the posters. Just refresh my memory on that.
Refresh my memory. Right.
This is the urawaza, refresh my memory.
Oh, refresh する。私の記憶をリフレッシュさせてってこと?
Yeah. Fresh usually means like すっきりする。
うん。なんか refreshener とか言ってなんか飛行機とかで配られる。なんか
お手拭きとか。That's freshener, freshener.
あ、そう違った。リフレッシュじゃないか。
Yeah.
Freshener ね。
Yeah.
Refresh だからね。
Yeah, refresh. But you know, すっきり to make yourself feel better. But I think it means like...Make new,、
うん、
like 新たにする。
新たにする。つまり最初に一度知ってたよっていうことも踏まえてってことだよね。
Yeah. So like a refresh is like a reminder.
うんうんうん。
So I haven't forgotten anything. I just need you to refresh my memory.
はあ、そうやって持ってくのか。Very convenient phrase, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this urawaza is, do you remember our teleconference episode?
うん、うん。テレコンの回ありましたよね。最初に喋ってあとはミュート。
いや、
いや、ちょっと今こうして言うとなんかひどい裏技ですけど大丈夫ですか？はい。
But and the problem is if you're not paying attention, maybe you do miss some important information.
本当にガチでミュートして何もその後聞かなかったら本当に大事な知っとくべきことをミスするっていうことは大いにありえますよ。
Yeah. So for those listeners who are using that 裏技、うん、and just in case they find themselves in a pinch.
私たちのせいじゃない。It's because of us. No.
No. Well, maybe. But...
Maybe. But... まあでも本当にね、ピンチになってしまった時にはまたこのフレーズを使えばいいということ。
Yeah. Yeah. So let's take a look at how to use it. Let's go! With this urawaza, Terumi, the key is not actually in the phrase itself. It's that moment before you say the phrase that is important.
フレーズそのものよりもこのフレーズを使う直前の間が大事ってこと、
Actually the performance, you know that
また出たパフォーマンス Okay,
when someone comes up to you and says, you know, you remember what the head office said about the new branding guidelines. The first word, what should it be, Terumi?
Could you refresh?
No. Okay, so when someone says, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
The first word needs to be yes.
あ、そういうことね。Do you remember? って言われて、Do you remember? って言われたら、
yeah.
ちょっと話が飛びましたけど、覚えてるって言われてるんだから、まあ、まずは yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah 覚えてるよ、yeah, yeah, yeah. もちろん。で、まずとりあえず yes. 知らないわけがないよっていう、you have to perform again.、
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if someone comes up and says, Do you remember what the head office said about the new branding guidelines? You say, yes, the branding guidelines. Yeah, I remember, but...
You lie.
I fudge.
What's fudge?
Let's look it up. Hey, stop, jump the nothing. Stop, stop. I've just looked it up. It's,
ほら、fudge, 甘くて柔らかいキャンディ
ー。 Okay, so fudge is the, like the flavor, the chocolate, the sweet.
うん、31のアイスクリームにね、なんとかファッジっていうフレーバーありますよ。
But also it means でち上げる。
あ、動詞だとでち上げる、ごまかすっていう意味があるんだ。へ
え。I would say でち上げる sounds really negative.
Very negative だね、でち上げるは。
But I think fudge means it's not quite a lie, it's bending the truth.
Okay. じゃあそこまで悪いことじゃない。まあでも bending the truth. まあまあまあ。
So what I'm saying is, when you say, oh yeah, 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 I'm not saying you're lying, you're just,
ああそうだね、別に。
Fudging.
なるほど。嘘をついてるわけではない。
Just fudging. So let's look at these steps.
Okay.
So the first step, well obviously someone's come up to you. So step number one is immediately you say,
何回か言わなきゃいけないよね。
And then、you repeat the topic.
ああ、さも知ってるかのように、トピックを繰り返します。
So if it's branding guidelines, you say, yeah, yeah, the branding guidelines. If it's the poster designs,、it's yeah, yeah, the poster designs. If it's the plans for your mother-in-law's birthday party, you go, oh, yeah, 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 you know, giddy.
なるほどね。ああ、忘れてた。You should never say that. No. Okay.
So,
okay, yeah, 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 yeah. The branding guidelines. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, the perfect. So it's yeah, yeah, the branding guidelines. Then you go, oh, yeah.
yeah, yeah, the branding guidelines. Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, yeah, と oh, yeah, で挟むんですね。Okay.
And then you say, but.
But. はい、but. でも。
Would you just refresh my memory on that?
Would you just refresh my memory on that? 急に言っちゃダメなんだね。Could you refresh that?
Yeah.
Could you refresh my memory? で急に言うのではなく、まあ一旦ね、知ってる自分を演じて、fudge して、
fudge して、
してからの、would you refresh my memory?
And then just another phrase you could use, which is very similar, is, would you just give me a quick...Refresher on that.
Ah, refresher じゃなくて refresher をくださいっていうような言い方をするんだ。Would you just give me a quick refresher on that?
So let's take a little listen at these in action. We have a recording of BJ using that teleconference 裏技.
BJ, これやっちゃったんじゃないの? What to do, BJ? どうしたらいい?
1 week ago.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining our weekly Asia-Pacific Update meeting. Who's here?
Team Japan's here, konnichiwa.
Team India's here.
Hello from Australia, mate.
Great, who wants to go first?
Japan will go first. So we had a great week. Sales up 10%, revenue 25%, as we sold at a really good margin.
Great, can we hear from Australia next?
G'day everyone.Great to hear the update from Japan. I would love to say our sales have been a successful, but it's been a beast of a month. Bad sales, lost two times to shark attack.
Okay.
You can't forecast that stuff.
Okay, let's do some real work.
So, in conclusion, unless we see drastic economic improvement, it will be difficult to deliver our forecasts as our clients are very price sensitive.
Okay, great, everyone. Sorry for the long call. See you next week.
Bye, mate.
Ah, bye. Oh, sorry, mute button. Bye, everyone. Great to catch up. See you next week.
Bye.
1 week later.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for coming back to the Asia Pacific Update meeting. Who's here?
Team Japan's here. Konnichiwa.
Team India's here.
Hello from Australia, mate.
Great, so before we start, did anyone have any feedback on the new strategy we discussed last week? Team Japan?
Strategy? What strategy was that?
Well, you know, we discussed it last week. Weren't you listening?
Oh, yeah. The strategy, oh yeah. Would you just refresh my memory on that, please, Ruben?
The new strategy. So we're going to increase the pricing by 10% in the run-up to the summer?
Yes. Okay, so we spoke to our account managers and we're still waiting for feedback. How about we update next week?
Okay, thank you for that. Team Korea?
Did you see what BJ did there, Terumi?
Yes, I saw it. So you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he gave himself some time by saying he will check up next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was very 落ち着いた コメントでしたね.
Mm-hmm.
気づかなかったよ. 聞いてなかったなんて.
Yeah. So let's practice.
Okay.
Okay, Terumi, let's go. Terumi, you remember we were talking about doing a live show for this podcast?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the live show. Would you just refresh my memory on that?
That's really good, yeah. We do actually want to do a live show, by the way, Terumi. You know that.
私別に忘れてないからね. So, でもよかった.
Yeah. So would you just... So you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat it.
Uh-huh.
Keep the acting going, and mm-hmm. then you ask for the refresher.
Mm-hmm. 一旦受け止めてね、そのフレーズ、例えば the live show とかをちゃんとこっちも言葉にするのが大事なので。
Okay, and at that time you used the phrase refresh my memory. So let's do it again, another practice, but this time could you try to use the other way of saying that, which was
refresher.
Would you just give me a quick refresher on that? Okay. And I think this phrase is good for personal life as well. So let's do a personal one, not a business. So, Terumi, any follow-up on Ruben's birthday plans?
Oh, yeah. Ruben's birthday plans. Yeah. Would you just give me a quick refresher on that?
Great, but maybe because it's plans, it's plural. So instead of a quick refresher on that, maybe you could say a quick refresher on them.
Them. めっちゃ関係ないところで直されちゃった。
Yeah, sorry.
あれ、そう、そこ、そこやっぱすごい気になるんですか、そのプールかシングルを。
Do you know what? I don't think it matters too much, maybe. Mm-hmm. But and one other thing I thought was really good there is... Obviously, the first time, I don't even know when Ruben's birthday is, it was the first time you'd ever heard it.
ちょっとドキッとしてルーベンのバースデーが近いのかと思って。
But, and you went, what?
What?って言った。
So, yeah, so that first split second, you failed to react confidently, but then afterwards, you came back even more confident. So I think if you don't react properly when you first hear it, then when you do the yeah, mm-hmm. you have to be even more overacting.
Hmm. 1回目で、what って言っちゃったけども, so that was okay or?
Well, it wasn't ideal, but sometimes you were surprised. That you couldn't help that. But when you are surprised, then the urawaza, you have to sarani kyocho.
Ah, なるほどね。 2回目だったからこそ,
Yeah.
Was I doing it right?
I thought it was really, really strong.
Strong? Yeah. Too strong?
I think it was very, very believable.
Believable?
Very believable.
ちゃんと覚えてるかのように聞こえた?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. When is your birthday, Ruben?
It's on the long weekend in March, on the Shubun no Hi. The autumnal equinox weekend.
When is your birthday? Shubun no hi ni iwaretu to.
そうでしたね。 日本人でもこうパッといつかよくわからないですけども。
Yeah. Shubun no hi.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a threat.
Could you refresh my memory on that?
So it's my 35th birthday, so
35.
It's a big one.
It's really what?
35.
You're younger than me. Okay, that's a surprise. Anyways.
I would call this urawaza a safety net urawaza.
Safety net. Safety net urawaza ne. そうそう、だからこういうね、自分が聞かれて知らなくてドキッとした瞬間ってどう対処していいか今まで分からなかったから This urawaza, I think it's very useful.
Yeah. And it's really useful, like, Like when Shu last week from WeWork was talking about a topic you don't know about, mm-hmm. it's perfectly fine to say, hold on, educate me on this.
Mm-mm-mm.
But if it's something you really should know...
そうなんか知識とかだったら別に教えてくださいって言えるけども、yeah. もう自分がその会議とかに出て喋ったはずのことでこれ知っとかなきゃ当然あかんやろみたいなことには使える裏技ってことだよね。
Yeah. Refresh my memory. It's a very natural phrase as well.
あ、結構自然に使うフレーズ。
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, don't use any of these 裏技 too much.
裏技は使いすぎに注意。
Yeah, because it バレバレ。
バレちゃうから。
And it will make you look very forgetful.
この裏技使いすぎるとめちゃくちゃ忘れっぽい人に見えちゃうっていうことでね、yeah. 使いすぎには注意。
But in a pinch, please use it.
ピンチの時にだけぜひ使ってみてください。
And also, and if you've got this 裏技, if you know it, then you can relax even more during teleconferences.
ああ、なるほどね。BJ の悪いな。まあこの裏技を知ってれば、テレコンの間よりリラックスして、yeah.なんかね聞いとかなきゃまずいんじゃないかっていう緊張から解き放たれるというね、mm. 裏技です。
Because you can relax and increase your productivity. Because if you ever do miss something, you can just ask your boss, you can ask your colleagues to refresh your memory. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of 外資系裏技英語。
Thank you very much for listening. 今週も外資系裏技英語をお聞きくださった皆様どうもありがとうございました。
We'll be back again next week with another episode.
来週も裏技をお届けしますのでお楽しみに。See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji.
今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。SNS では裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますのでぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。星5つだと嬉しいななんつって、そしてですね、 Cambly という、ね、ネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて、漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.